Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wednesday. It is 7 o'clock on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Ace Diamond, and I am thrilled to be joined by my co-host this evening, NWF Hall of Fame ring announcer, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace, and what an exciting show we have tonight. So much to talk about. NWF burning hot. We are on the road. We are on the road headed towards FanFest, and you know FanFest is my favorite time of the year.
FanFest is a great time of year.
Very much so, and Earl, my goodness, if the action gets much hotter, we're just going to have to have a swim before FanFest, because it is, the NWF is on fire. There's no other way to say it. I mean, just what's happening just this upcoming Saturday night. Remember, people, mark your calendar this Saturday, June 16th. 1233 Sims Road in Fairfield. Doors open at 8 p.m. bell time. Pre-sale tickets are available at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. $15 VIP. General admission is 8 in advance, 10 at the door. You have to hear some of these matchups we got going on. I mean, it is unreal. Pompano Joe is hosting his Homie Don't Play That Open Challenge. Now, normally, you would think you'd find out that night who his opponent's going to be. Well, due to his actions this past Saturday at Bone Crushers, we know exactly who's accepting that open challenge for this upcoming Saturday night in Fairfield. None other than Christopher Michael Lotus. You probably couldn't find two people that know each other almost as well as these two do. Because, let me tell you, that is going to be hard-hitting. It is going to be ruthless. I mean, these two, they'll tear each other apart. I'll tell you that now.
Pompano may wish he never issued that open challenge.
He would be smart to rethink ever issuing an open challenge again, because Christopher Michael Lotus is as tough as they come, and, you know, there's certain people you don't want to cross, and he just happens to be one of them.
I've seen people that have crossed him, and they usually don't end up walking out of the arena. At least not under their own power.
And if they manage to, they know damn good and well they were in a fight. Because he will bring it. We've also got the NWF Tri-State Championship on the line. We got Hollywood Adam Swayze, who will very likely be accompanied to the ring by that wannabe used car salesman Gideon Weinstein, taking on the reigning and defending Tri-State Champion, Alex Hayden. I know, that's an insult to use car salesman, but still, you get my point.
Absolutely.
I mean, Alex Hayden's a very proud champion. He busted his butt to win that title. Went through so much. And now he's going to deal with Adam Swayze, a very brash, very talented, though, young up-and-comer who is doing everything he can to make a name for himself, although I don't always agree with his tactics, has been rather successful.
You know, I could sit here and lie and say I don't always agree with Adam Swayze's tactics, but
you kind of admire him a little bit.
I kind of have to admire him just a little bit. Okay, a whole lot.
Uh-huh.
At least he's consistent.
You know, I will hand you that. He is, and you know, I've yet to see any of these movies he talks about. Although, I have heard the rumor about a hemorrhoid commercial.
From what I've been told, that is just an ugly, dirty rumor.
Speaking of young up-and-comers, Josh Adams is taking on somebody who, for a very long time, was actually a fan favorite of the NWF Army in David Tyler, who has seemed to have developed an attitude problem, so to speak. I mean, he turned his back on the Army. He turned his back on Josh Adams, who, you know, they were, for a short time, tag team partners. And, I mean, he is just, I don't know what it is. The kid's talented, don't get me wrong. I think David Tyler is probably one of the most talented people on that roster. But this new attitude he has, yikes.
Well,
it's really kind of scary. It's sad at the same time, though.
Playing devil's advocate, as I sometimes do, I don't know that I would call it an attitude change or an attitude problem as much as I would call it a refocusing of aggression.
While I can agree with refocusing, I think he's going about it the wrong way. I mean, dirty, underhanded tactics that I would never use. And I mean...
Did you really just say that to me?
Yes, I did. Did it take you that long to catch on that I said it?
No. I was just trying to make sure I heard you correctly.
Oh, yeah. I said I would never enforce such tactics.
And you said that to me.
I've always been very upfront about everything I've planned on doing, and you always saw it coming.
Okay, we'll go with that. But back to present day.
Back to the match itself, though. Back to the discussion at hand, though. Those are some very dirty, underhanded tactics that are really unnecessary for somebody with the ability and talent that David Tyler has. I mean, there's really no need for any of it. I mean, he hit some man with his back turned. Josh had his back turned, and he drilled him with a steel chair. Come on now. So drunk. Bam. I mean, it was completely 100% down the line uncalled for. Josh had never done anything to him to provoke that. But yet, David Tyler decides, if you're going to take this kid out with a steel chair, I mean, is he jealous because he's better looking or what? I mean, the boy has issues.
Okay, before we start going on and on about the looks of the wrestlers, let's get refocused. Back to the action at hand.
Look, I'm not the one that brought looks into this. Actually, if you paid attention to Bustin' Loose, David Tyler referenced the fact that he hoped hitting Josh Adams with the chair would make Josh better looking. So, that right there tells me he's got a looks complex a little bit. But anyway, besides that, I mean, there's some issues there. I think they're very deep-seated issues.
Yeah, I just think David Tyler has refocused and found his true self and is letting it shine through.
Uh-huh.
What?
You keep spewing that crap. But anyway,
I'm just saying what I observed.
Uh-huh. Anyway, speaking of people with attitude problems, we've got the quote-unquote the best, the Prince of Sport, Lexus Montez, who is the reigning and defending NWF Unified Champion, taking on Mr. Rock and Roll himself, Jesse Hyde, for the Unified Championship. But because of how things went down last time in Fairfield, there have been two referees assigned to this matchup. Now, also, again, in case you miss Bustin' Loose, and I'm bringing this up at this point for a very good reason. Nasty Russ came out this past Saturday at Bone Crushers, ordered by Nate Pelly to come in to make that appearance at Bone Crushers, apologize to the fans for his actions. While he showed no remorse for what he did to Jesse Hyde, he did do what was asked of him, although I will tell you that it's still a very scary individual. And
now you
want to know,
you
I
want
don't say that about many people.
You want to talk about a person with an attitude problem.
Oh, are you going to call me Nasty Russ with an attitude problem?
Now that's a person with an attitude problem. And you won't get
Something
an argument from me on that one. What's that?
Oh, I was referring to Lexus Montez with the attitude problem, but that's okay. Although you could say the same thing about Nasty Russ. He was forced out of the company when he lost the match. You know, because he held the interview on this show, he stated he made several attempts to reach out to the NWF front office to try to find a legitimate way back in before he took the extreme measures that he took. And I will say this, they were extreme. But, that being said, Nasty Russ was at Bone Crushers made a very, very good point. While his suspension has been lifted by Nate Pelly, his punishment has not, however, ended. Nasty Russ is not scheduled to appear in Fairfield. He is not at this time, and to the best of my knowledge, will not be scheduled for any foreseeable future events of the Northern Wrestling Federation until Nate Pelly deems in an appropriate time to allow him to compete again. However, the point made was it should have been him that had this title shot with Lexus Montez, not Jesse Hyde, who was, in Nasty Russ's own words, handed this opportunity. This drawing the champion out. There was a verbal exchange there. Alexis Montez did admit to the fact that he admires Nasty Russ. He thinks that, you know, while Nasty Russ was the very best, for lack of better phrasing at the moment, Nasty Russ's time has passed. And it is now his time. He is the best, therefore, there is only, lack of better phrasing at this moment, there can only be one best. Now, you will get various arguments from me on that as to who the actual best of the company is. It really just depends on the day of the week and my mood at that point. But, that being said, the champion issued the statement to Nasty Russ, keep his nose out of his business and do not interfere in this match with Jesse Hyde. Now, I don't know about you. I think it would be very wise of Nasty Russ to bide his time and wait till Nate Kelly allows him to come back. That you know and I know what the real chances are. Nasty Russ will take the spot. He can be very deceptive. But, that being said, this is a one-on-one match between Jesse Hyde and Alexis Montez. So I'm very interested in seeing who's going to walk out of Fairfield with that unified title. Will Jesse Hyde gain the unified championship? Will Alexis Montez remain the champion? Those chapters have yet to be written.
Yeah, I think if Nasty Russ were to bide his time and wait and allow Nate Pelly to bring him back into the company the right way, I think opportunity may just pass him by. I think this is one of those situations where he has to make his own opportunity.
But do you risk pissing off the CEO of the company? Because that opportunity can be taken away very quickly. Nate Kelly could very easily have in mind bringing Nasty Russ back to the company anytime he damn well chooses, and handing him an opportunity and rewarding him for following policy. Because unlike certain other CEOs that have been in this company before, Nate Kelly's not what I would call vindictive. He's actually very fair about his job. Again, unlike certain other people that I've seen in this company that have been CEO before. But that's neither here nor there. Point being is, will this match be a fair match with two referees out there? Who does this favor? Does this favor Jesse Hyde? Does it favor Alexis Montez? Can Alexis Montez get this victory without cheating? Without the dirty, underhanded tactics. That's the real question.
I guess we'll have to wait till Saturday to find out.
Yes, we will. And then, you know, and I probably should have brought this up a little sooner, but I'm sure you're well aware of the problems Gideon Weinstein has been having with the ladies of the Northern Wrestling Federation.
Absolutely. They've been well documented.
Exactly. Well, hallelujah, thank the Lord. That restraining order has been lifted. And Nikki Victory has made her presence well known, keeping Gideon Weinstein's interference in Adam Swayze's matches to a minimum, which actually brought about the featured attraction ladies match that we're having in Fairfield. We've been hearing for weeks about this non-schmuck female that Gideon has found to apparently handle his problem with Nikki Victory. Now, Nikki's still relatively young in the business, but let me tell you what, she's a firecracker. I admire her spirit. I've seen her a couple of different times, still one-on-one with the likes of Big Mama. And while she may be very young, she's very smart, very quick. She's very smart. She's a very quick learner. And I've also met his non-schmuck female. Now, let me tell you what. I hope Nikki's ready, because this is going to be she's gonna have a fight on her hands. She is taking on Luscious Lexi Green this Saturday. With Gideon out there, you know, if she's wrestling Nikki, Gideon's going to be out there. Gideon's going to make his presence known. He's probably going to put his nose where it doesn't belong. And Nikki Victory's going to need to have eyes in the back of her head, because I've seen Lexi Green before, and she is no stranger to breaking the rules. And then you stick that sniveling, whining, I don't know what you want to call him, because I really don't like insulting used car salesmen. You stick somebody like Gideon Weinstein out there, and it's just, it spells problems for Nikki Victory. So, I know the Army's got her back. I am relatively certain that Big Mama has her back. I know I have her back, but there's only so much people can do from the other side of that barrier. So she needs to have eyes in the back of her head, and she needs to be on her A game. And I guess the question at this time is, can Nikki Victory pick up the big victory this Saturday in Fairfield against Lexi Green? I think if she's smart about it, she can. But then again, like I said, you've got Gideon White out there, so, I mean, right there, that's your numbers game right there. They'll take every cheap avenue and shortcut they can find. And I'm sure Big Mama's been talking to Nikki about stuff. She's been giving her the 411. And like I said, Nikki's been around for a little bit, so, I mean, she's not stupid to these tactics. I don't think she's had a lot of experience dealing with those tactics, so hopefully come this Saturday, we can see Nikki Victory pick up the big victory over Lexi Green and send that schmuck packing.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, it would. I personally think it's hysterical.
I hope Nikki Victory not only gets the big victory, I hope she gets her hands on Gideon Weinstein. And teaches him a lesson.
Wouldn't that just be a hoot?
But you're going to have to keep me apprised of this whole situation because I will not be there.
Yeah, I know, slacker. But then
hey.
We've also got hay for horses.
Yeah.
We've also got the Northern Wrestling Federation Tag Team Championships on the line. We've got the new team of Big Bad and Extreme. Big Bad, Brandon Taggart, and Aaron Extreme. Talk about your contrasting styles. But it seems to work. Taking on the mercenary Anthony Bryant and Lord Crew, who were led by Wildcat Chris Harris, collectively known as the Crimson Mafia. Now, the last time in Fairfield, Taggart and Extreme seemed so close to winning. Until you had the interference of Wildcat Chris Harris. Go figure. Now, this time, both teams are a little bit more prepared because, A, Taggart and Extreme are a little bit more aware of the problem at ringside being Chris Harris. And unfortunately for them, the Mafia is also more prepared because they know now exactly who they're facing. There was a last-minute change in who we thought Aaron Extreme's partner was going to be last time in Fairfield. We know coming in exactly what's going on this time, and that could be an advantage, and that could be a disadvantage also. Advantage of the fact you know who you're facing. Disadvantage to that is they're not as familiar, so there's not a lot of footage to study as far as tagging together. Whereas, if you follow the NWF at all, you can learn all pretty much, almost, I think, all you need to know about how to handle the Crimson Mafia. While nobody has done it yet successfully, we can hope, we can pray, and we can wish that when the dust settles, we have new tag team champions in Fairfield.
That would be a welcome change for sure. Especially with Aaron Extreme being a part of that team because I've known Aaron Extreme for years. And I would love to see him wearing gold in the Northern Wrestling Federation.
Oh, absolutely. They're both very, very nice young men, and they deserve a fair shot. And let's hope they get it. And let's hope they get the job done this month in Fairfield. And speaking of young, and yes, that was.
Oh, I know where you're going with that.
We've got the self-proclaimed 22-year-old stud, Jay Donaldson, taking on the man that eliminated him. Well, he didn't win. He eliminated him from Thunderdome. And he also eliminated him to become the 2018 NWF Rumble winner, the Star Rider. Now, it seems to me like the Star Rider may have Jay Donaldson's number, or at least, at the very least, be in his head. Because I mean, the kid's gotten two tremendous feathers in his cap, eliminating Donaldson twice. Once from the Rumble to win it, and once in Thunderdome. I mean, he's been around for a while, so I mean, that's not an easy person to eliminate from anything. And you should check out Bustin' Loose, because it really starts to make you wonder, is it messing with Jay's psyche just a little bit? I mean, you would almost think it would have to. I could be wrong, but that would be my feeling. Do you agree?
I'm not sure, honestly.
I mean, how could that not mess with your psyche a little bit? Somebody that is actually, I think, younger than the age you claim to be, or at least, at the very least, the age you claim to be. So, we know he doesn't have the experience Donaldson has. And he has knocked you out of two of the biggest matches of the year.
But
I mean,
then
it's got to mess with you a little bit.
But Donaldson is, despite the age he wants people to think he is a very, very seasoned veteran.
Yes.
And people like that tend to not let such factors get inside their head.
And yet there's some that still do. Now, it raises the question, is this starting to mess with Donaldson a little bit? I mean, for crying out loud, have you seen what he looks like lately? I mean,
not lately.
On. He looks like he tried to walk out of a wannabe New Kids on the Block video. And I'm not talking them as adults. I'm talking like back in the 80s, New Kids on the Block.
No, that is a scary thought.
Right? Come on now.
However, just because of the way a person dresses, you can't take away
his
experience and his ability. I mean, he is a former everything in the NWF.
Yeah,
so,
pretty much. I mean, there's no denying that he's a veteran, he's well seasoned, he's got all the experience in the world. Wealth of knowledge and talent. But he's also cocky. He's arrogant. Sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes it's not. And you know this.
Oh, I know. I agree. He can be extremely arrogant.
You think slightly.
Sometimes he makes me seem humble.
I don't know, that may be stretching it a little bit.
But anyway, there is, I believe, one match we haven't touched on yet.
No, we haven't, and I was saving that for last on purpose. Because you know, and I know, we have one person, and that is the golden boy himself, Jordan Clearwater, who holds the golden ticket. Who, while in his most recent interview with us, he said he was going to be observing everybody. You know he's going to be watching this match as well. And that is the match for the Northern Wrestling Federation Championship between the reigning and defending champion, the Titan, and the greatest villain of all time, Ryan Stone. Now, believe it or not, this is the first time these two have met in, I think, ever. I don't think they have ever wrestled each other. And for both individuals to be in this company, that on its own is worth the price of going to this show. To know that these two have never wrestled, this is going to be the first time these two have been in the ring against each other, at the very least in a singles match. I don't even know if they've met in tag action before. I don't think they have.
Now that definitely makes them feel very interesting matchup.
You've got the king of the fight taking on the greatest villain of all time. And let me tell you, when he says he is the greatest villain of all time, that is not an exaggeration. He has no problems trying to win by hook, by crook. It don't matter. And speaking from somebody that has watched Ryan Stone's career pretty much since the beginning, just when you think you've got him figured out, like you know all of his tricks, you know everything that he's going to do, he surprises you and pulls out something you've never seen before. So the Titan has got to, while I don't think he ever goes in unprepared, he has got to be on top of everything. He has got to stay 3, 4, 5, 6 moves ahead of Stone if he wants to retain that championship.
Now, I think you'll agree with this. I think this may be the Titans' toughest challenge to date.
Oh, most definitely. He has faced some very tough challengers in his reign. So do not mistake that. He has had a multitude of tough challenges in front of him. He has went into matches, I know, not 100%, and managed to come out on top. And there's been times I have wondered how, but it just goes to the credit of a champion his guts, his determination, his will to succeed. All the credit in the world for that.
And of course, there is the champion's advantage.
There is, but I don't see him taking the easy way out. That's not who he is. You know that we've had him on here multiple times. He's not one for taking the easy way out on things. He wants to beat you, and he wants to beat you clean in the middle of that ring. Whether he pins you or he makes you tap out. It doesn't matter. He doesn't want the disqualification. He doesn't want the count out. He wants clear cut. He's the best. And he is hell bent on proving that fact.
And I wholeheartedly think he will, whether he wins or loses.
I'm going to go on the record saying I think when the dust settles, I still think we're going to say, and still, your Northern Wrestling Federation champion, the Titan. I know that's very hard to believe because I know Ryan Stone very, very well. And there's nothing he won't do to get that title. So do not mistake me there. I just don't know if this is a fight Stone is going to win.
You know, we've had the Titan on the show several times. I think we're up to four now. And we've had Ryan Stone on the show one time.
Mm-hmm.
But I know Ryan Stone a little better than I do the Titan. And I think we may witness the fall of the Titan. And I actually hate to say that because I think the Titan's been an excellent champion.
Oh, he has. He is.
I think we may witness the fall of the Titan this Saturday night.
I honestly thought I hope you were wrong, which normally you are, but that's beside the point. The whole point I'm making is both of these individuals are very motivated to win this matchup. And I think it's just a matter of time before we see who is the king. No pun intended. Because obviously anybody who has a title right now has a gigantic bullseye on their back. You not only have, I mean, you basically have the whole NWO locker room looking at you, waiting to seize an opportunity. But the one solace you can take of that is you know every one of those people have to earn that shot. And then you just have that one individual who holds that golden ticket. And it doesn't matter if you just wrestled, if you just got the crap kicked out of you, they can cash that in at any given point in time whenever they feel like it. And you can't say no. There's no way to prepare for that because it's just it's there. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, not only who walks out this Saturday night as the NWF champion, but it's also going to be interesting to see when the Golden Boy decides he's going to cash it in and who he decides he's going to cash it in on. Because it's not slated that it has to be for this title or that title. It's an open shot to any title. So that can be very scary. My main thing is I want to see who walks out holding that championship this Saturday night. Will it be a new champion? Will it be Rhinestone? Or, and this is my honest opinion, and I think this is what will happen, will we continue with the era of the Titans? And like I said, I hope like hell we see Titan walk out of there with that title. But neither one of those men is going to walk out unscathed. They are both they're both known that they've been in a dogfight. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Both of these men hit hard. They have no fear. One has no fear of the other. Or at least they don't seem to. I could be wrong on it, but neither one of them to this point have shown any fear of the other. And that could be a very dangerous thing for both people. The one thing I do know is neither one of them is underestimating the other. Because even though they've never faced each other, they both have had enough time to know what the other one's about. But like I said, though, with Stone, he has so many tricks and so many things up his sleeve he could pull out. And there's things I'm sure some of us have never seen. And that is what makes him dangerous. But then again, you've got the Titan who, in the blink of an eye, puts you in that arm bar and snap your arm in half.
No, they're both big guys. And they're both fairly agile. What I think, especially for their sizes, what I think might give Rhinestone the advantage is if he can set Titan up and he can hit that moonsault, Titan's not getting up from that.
That could be true. But then again, you've got to set him up for it, and you've got to be able to hit it. You've got to make sure the Titan is incapacitated to the point he can't move. Because Stone misses that, it could be all over right then and there.
Absolutely. If Stone misses it, it could be all over for Stone.
It's I think with their match, it's going to be a matter of who makes the first or who makes the biggest mistake.
Absolutely.
Because all it takes is, all it's going to take is one big mistake, and it could be good night for somebody. And
yes,
like
it could.
That's just, to me, this is going to be a very interesting matchup. You've got two guys that have been around as long as they both have. They've never faced each other, but they've been on so many shows together. Like, just in the NW for one, they've been on a multitude, they've been at a multitude of shows, but never faced one another one-on-one. So I'm very excited to see how this match turns out, how, who's going to walk out NWF champion. Who is going to be the better man on that night? Let's not forget, there's no guarantees that, well, we all know Stone's got probably plan A, B, C, D, and probably all the way through Z. But we can't forget, and I think this is something that some people may have already looked past. However, being a little bit of a historian, not a huge one, Stone and Donaldson are still good friends. So who's to say one won't help the other?
That is absolutely true.
So we can't ever forget the fact that those two they want to this is honestly what I'm saying. They want to put an end to this younger generation. They want to continue to rule the roost, and you've got all these young guys coming up, and they are challenging every one of them. And then you've got guys like the Titan who are encouraging these guys to step up, bring their A game, challenge the older guys. And honestly, I feel if Stone wins, we're going to see a huge, huge uproar. I mean, we saw it before when Stone was one half of the tag team champion with him, Matt Stevens, and Jay Donaldson. Trying to crush the young guys. Can you imagine the power he'll wield holding the NWF Championship? Trying to hold these young kids back?
That could be a scary thought. That could
yes,
be a
could.
Very scary thought.
I mean, there are a multitude of reasons that I think a lot of us want to see the Titan remain NWF champion. Largely because he is such a good champion, but secondly because if Stone or Donaldson is champion, it could be everybody's worst nightmare. Because the Army's not going to be happy with it. And they have no problems letting anybody know how they feel. Love our fans, they are vocal. So, you know they'll let Stone and Donaldson know exactly how they feel about everything. I think because of all the mayhem this will cause. the front office will have no peace. Because it will forever be them trying to duck a challenger or trying to do something to suppress the younger talent or to bypass people getting rematches. It'll be a very tough road. But the only way you're going to find out who becomes Northern Wrestling Federation champion, will it remain the era of the Titan? Or will we see Ryan Stone become the new Northern Wrestling Federation champion? Be in Fairfield this Saturday night, September the 14th, to find out who walks out Northern Wrestling Federation champion. And be sure you join us at Buffalo Wings and Rings in the Jungle Gym Plaza for our after party. It is good food, good times, and it actually kind of makes me hungry thinking about it.
Yeah. And I already ate, so that's...
So, folks, be sure you join us this Saturday in Fairfield. Remember, you can get pre-sale tickets at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. $15 VIP. General admission are $8 in advance, $10 at the door. Doors open at 7. Bell time is 8 p.m. A multitude of exciting NWF matches going on that night. You won't want to miss a minute of the action because it is going to be hot and all roads are leading towards FanFest. So make sure you get your tickets. Make sure you join us this Saturday night in Fairfield. Make sure you check out Bust and Loose. Ace Diamond. Have a good night. And to anybody listening, we will see you all this Saturday night in Fairfield, 1233 Sims Road at the UAW Hall.
Miss Kelly, have a great evening. Wrestling fans, you heard the lady. This Saturday night, Fairfield, Ohio, UAW Hall, 1233 Sims Road. Be there. I won't be, but you should be. Have a good night, everybody.